Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. How are you, Stiffy?
Fucking wet, bruz.
Wet.
How are you?
I'm dry.
You're dry, but fuck, you've been wet too, haven't you?
Oh, mate, yeah, the inside of me's been proper fucking
wet. I saw you this time 24 hours ago at the pub.
Fucking
turning up a number.
Full fucking tilt.
Full throttle.
Full fucking tilt.
Are you ready for a fucking bevy? Are you ready to smash one?
Let's make this will be the first one for the day. It is currently 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So yeah.
What time did you finish last night?
I got into bed at about 2.
Holy fuck, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Big session, eh?
It was fucking pretty big.
It's the weather that's done it to you, hasn't it?
Oh, 100%, mate, yeah. The weather in my...
we'll talk about a bit about that. Anyway, we're back on Bundaberg crack. Fucking love it. I actually bought these I bought these before Alfred come along.
Yep.
I got a six pack of these and a 10 pack of lemon vodkas.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, put them in my car, got the fridge cranking so that wherever I'm going, wherever I've got to drive, wherever I've got to be, I've got piss.
Yep.
So anyway, I've got these ones. So
shout
Bundy
out
crack.
To fridges in cars.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Just solid. Fucking smell of them too, eh? Oh. Mm. Dude, when you've got to get back on the bike after a hard day that you've done, well, hard night you did last night.
Oh, that's...
I think it's a stubby cooler over there, bruh. Isn't that just refreshing? And get fucking straight back on that bike?
Mm. It's got a couple of square bubbles in it though, so...
That's
yeah, those bubbles are square in that fucking...
I can see that little big look in your eye. You're like, oh, hello. Well, for me, it's been good because I left you guys. I was at the pub there for a bit, betting on the doggies.
Wise and fucking move.
Well, mate, it actually, because it started to turn it up, the weather, finally, I looked out the window. I'm like, oh, that's just starting to get a bit heavy. And I've got a bit of shit going on everywhere. So I'm just like, I think I need to stop.
You need to stop. Yeah. Mm. I had nothing. We were as prepped as we could fucking go. Like,
yeah.
So we actually had UFC. 113 on yesterday.
Yeah,
shed. So we were watching that and it was funny because we were watching the old ones sort of starting up to it because we started about sort of 9:30, 10 o'clock, Wayno and I, the next door neighbour.
Yep.
And so watching old fights and we got good fucking internet service. Everything's fucking going good. Mm. We set an alarm for 11 o'clock for when the prelims start.
Yep.
And as soon as we changed it over, it just went, no, you're not fucking watching this anymore. There's no internet whatsoever.
Yeah.
It just fucking
dropped
in the ass. Yeah, it just died. So we're trying everything and Wayno's son, Caden, is fucking sitting over in the corner and I said, what are you doing, mate? And he said, oh, just not looking at stuff. And he was telling me a couple of interesting facts about fucking blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I said, you've got internet? And he went, yeah, but you can't use it. It's mine. Fucking took that off him.
Yeah.
But it was a fucking cheap $50 Chinese phone.
And it
was getting Wi-Fi, or not Wi-Fi, it was actually getting like 4G from the tower.
But
I couldn't get it on my fucking $1,800 Apple phone or Wayno's fucking Samsung. We couldn't get it. This cheap $50 fucking phone.
Fucking hell.
And then, that's why we ended at the pub because we fucking went all the way through the card and then get to, I think, the last two fights.
Yeah.
And
it dropped out.
I think it ran out of fucking data.
Oh, his phone, you milked so his data from...
We fucking stole all his fucking data.
So he ended up in the pub.
So sorry, Kados, about that, mate. Well, yeah, but we'll,
yeah,
we'll hit you up with some fucking...
Well, yeah, you called me and said, hey, I'm at the pub. I'm like, oh, are you? Mm. Oh, fuck. And I was just around the corner because you drove past and saw my car there.
Seen the car there, went, fucking, I'll give you a call. And fucking, you dropped in. We had a couple of beers.
I tell you what, good. Mate, you were on fucking fire yesterday too. Dropping fucking... You were clearing rooms and fucking dropping bombs everywhere. Hey?
I don't remember that.
You fart? The fart
yeah,
you did?
Nah, that wasn't me. My fart smelled like roses.
Holy mate, so. Fuck, dude. I was standing next to you at one stage and I was like, what the fuck's that? It's all the and I think it was Wayne. I think he got up and he said, which one of you fuckers farted? And I went, well, it ain't me. And you just giggled your fucking head off. I'm like, oh, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, no, it was a great, like, Alfred fucking didn't come across as a cat too, which was fucking very thankful.
Yeah.
Went into a bit of a more of a storm thing. I know a lot of people got a lot more damage and
like, we can only talk from our experience.
From our experience, yeah. But it was great to see it was a fucking fizzer.
Yeah.
Like, we got 200 mils of rain on that yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, like throughout last night.
So, fuck, I'm sweating already.
Well, and you know what, dude? It's not even hot.
Oh, no.
It's fucking not
it's
hot.
It's this fucking DV that's fucking... She's going, no. Your body's going, fuck you. Mm. But, yeah, so I think Wayno had one tree went over in his place. Just a real fucking charolo root ball. So,
yep.
It fell over, but, yeah, caused no damage.
How's the fucking media? Hey, didn't they ramp it up, the fuckheads?
Unfucking real.
I know they were getting all prepped and ready for this big event to happen. And it just didn't.
No, it didn't happen.
Like, I'm talking about before, like, this when it was a cyclone, not when it's a X or a tropical low, but when it was actually a fucking cyclone. And I can only talk for, I can talk for the Gold Coast. Just, if you even look at the Gold Coast, yes, they've lost power.
Yep.
The beaches are scarred out, but that's going to fucking happen.
And I reckon the media were fighting over, if there was a tree falling over, they'd be like fucking dogs trying to piss on it. That's fucking 100%. My tree. This is fucking, yeah.
100%. Like, there was one camera guy with a bucket of water fucking spritzing up this camera guy's face because he was getting it, he was copping it from the fucking side. But then in the background, there's a guy and a dog just walking through the park fucking like nothing's happening.
Yeah, they do ham it up, don't they?
It's fucking turn it up.
It's just fucking mad. Over and over and over again, yeah. The same shit.
So won't crap on too much about that because I think everyone's had enough
I've
of fucking...
I've actually got a couple of posts I put up on the Labs page. We've done a bit of a media review as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll chuck them up. I haven't showed you yet. So,
no, yeah, throw them up. 100%.
Yeah, so it's fucking got real windy out our place. So.
Yeah, right. Well, I was struggling around Bay Desert for the last 4 days, and I struggled to find even a fucking twiggy stick, a branch the size of my finger on the ground. There was just nothing. The only thing I did find was right in the center of town, there's a tree snapped, and it's probably the size of my arm. But I just think that was from some cunt leaving the pub and fucking using it as a dancing pole. No, this was a couple of days. No, this was a couple of days ago. So as I looked at it, I'm like, why is that tree snapped? That's a bit weird. And I don't think that was from wind.
I must say though, when we left yesterday afternoon, I can't remember what time it was when we were in the pub. You'd probably be a better idea than that.
Yeah.
There was no water up near the crayfish farm.
Yep.
And when we come back through, there was water up.
Yep.
At the crayfish farm. So just, but 200 mils of rain in a fucking couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, it does that. So, but. Yep. Mm. Well, we've got out of it quite well. We live on the, I've got property there on the Logan River.
Yep.
So it's always a bit when we have an event like this. But, mate, as we're recording right now, it's sitting at about 10.7 meters.
Yep.
And it breaks the bank around our, around that 11 metres, 11.1, it sort of comes over the bank.
Yep.
And about 11 and a half metres, that's when I start getting water into one of the hay sheds down there. So for it to be sitting at 10.7 from about, I reckon it's probably about 10 o'clock this morning, it's just been sitting at 10.7.
Yeah.
So it's not going up. It's not falling yet, but we haven't had rain and it's going to start coming down
overnight.
It's
going to come down, yeah.
So for me and my experience for this flood, it's a good one. It's a real good one.
It is, mate. And I just hope people don't get sort of complacent about, like, if there is a next one. Like, we obviously spoke about when the last cyclone was in Brisbane on the last episode.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people sort of got to be fucking... Because this didn't happen.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a null event. As long as people don't get complacent.
Yeah, 100%.
About the next one. So.
I think we're just going to be careful over the next 3 to 4 weeks too in case something does come back along. I'm not talking about another cyclone. I'm just talking about another weather event because everything's swollen again. Everything's full. So,
yep.
It won't take much.
If it's flooded, forget it. Fucking look after yourselves. Look after a mate. Fucking call in. A heap of people checked in, which is great. Great to see that everyone's sort of...
Oh, yeah, dude. I think I need to go straight to my fuck off. Now that you brought something up, that I'm like, I think I do need to bring that straight up. So I'll turn this on because that needs to go on. And let's have a listen to this. Oh.
Play a game. Fuck off. You go first.
All right. So I'm going to go first.
You go first.
And I've written this down a little bit because, so Facebook.
Yep.
What the fuck is the go with every fuckhead or wanker or dickwit or fucking normal person or what? Everyone's marking themselves safe.
Yep.
What the fuck is that about?
Hey, I've fucking done that.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I think that's a fucking joke.
I'm safe.
What the fuck's that about? What is that?
I don't know. It should be. Like, but if imagine if
did
it
come up on your phone to say, are you safe?
Someone else done it, so I just did it too, so. Yeah,
but you had to say, yes, you want it, you accept. So this is what I mean. So what did it say? Did it say, do you want to
mark yourself safe? I'm like, yeah, I'm safe.
But what was
that saves a heap of people ringing me up.
Oh, fucking, nah. What was the other features? I'm not safe?
So where's the not safe fucking button?
But was there? That's what I'm asking. No. It was just you can tick yourself safe.
And that's why I rang you at the pub the other day because you didn't mark yourself safe. But I didn't know.
The thing about this is that fucking – this thing came out on – that was happening on Friday and Saturday. The cyclone was still fucking a cyclone.
Yeah.
And every cunt's marking himself safe. I'm like, what the fuck?
How fucking slow was it though? Fucking slow.
So that can get fucked.
Yeah.
Anything on Facebook like that, I can't remember what it was a few years ago, or maybe it wasn't even that long. There was something else. Everyone was getting on the bandwagon with Facebook. It was saying, I'm fucking whatever. And everyone was doing the same thing. I'm fucking gay and taking up the bum. I don't know what it was. The fuck, I'm on a rogent right now. I'm fucking on a tangent. This is bullshit. Facebook puts something up and every cunt just gets on the bed. It's like a fucking minion train. It's like ants to a fucking piece of steak.
Yeah.
One person does it. Every cunt gets on it.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Than anything, so that's probably why.
Fuck off.
But
seriously.
I was safe and I had plenty of beer. I got plenty of food, fucking plenty of company.
Oh, anyone that marked themselves safe, I don't give a fuck who you are. Fuck off.
That was me. I boiled fucking Stiffy's piss.
There's my fuck off. Oh, I'm fucking safe. From Jesus Christ. It wasn't even a fucking cyclone. It was a piss ass little thing.
Are you okay?
I've got some more.
You're good now?
You got
more fuck-offs?
No, not a fuck-off, but I've got more about this fucking thing. Okay, I'm going to get straight. Have you got a fuck-off before we go on to it?
My fuck-off is people stop ringing me and ask me to go to the pub because you know I'm going to fucking do it, so you can just fuck off and just don't ask me anymore.
So how many days have you had off?
So we finished up Wednesday early in the city.
Yeah, And today's Monday.
Started Wednesday afternoon, fucking...
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So 5 days.
Fucking called me up and went, oh
Tommy.
I'm at the fucking LV, which is the Logan Village. And so I had to get my wife and daughter to come pick the car up. I think that was fucking... I think it was 8:30 when I left there. So we got there about 3 o'clock and 8:30 left that one. So yeah. So stop asking me because you know I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, that was...
That's my only fuck off, mate. That's the worst I can come up with this week, so...
All right, so what I've got before we move off this Alfred thing was how many fucking memes and yarns and all the fucking... all the shit on Facebook about Alfred being, you know, a bit sad. So I've gone into one of the groups about some of the sayings, you know? So I just want to run through a few. This is from Anita. No one knows where Alfred will land because it's a male and refusing to look at a map or ask for directions.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, there's so many. There's Cyclone Alfred must be the first time in history that a man hasn't come early.
I like it.
There's another one from Sonia. If Alfred is delayed any longer, it will need to get a Jetstar flight number.
Shout out to Jetstar. Be better.
Well done, Sonia. Margaret, Cyclone Alfred waiting for a welcome to the country ceremony so we can enter Australia.
Smoking ceremony.
Brian, here's old big bad Brian. It's not really a cyclone. It's just a really big Chuck Norris fart.
How good are the Chuck Norris fucking jokes?
Holy fuck. Oh, dude, there was just so many cracking on out there. I had to take some photos of them.
You'd be tripping over to get to the fucking comment section, wouldn't you?
Oh. So anyway, Alfred.
Alfred gave us 5 days off. so thank you very much for that, Alf.
For you, it was kind of like a blur, wasn't it?
Oh, like mate, it's 100% like a blur.
Well, you don't remember yesterday.
I don't remember farting in the pub. But yeah, that probably wasn't me.
Not the way you looked at my eye. Like, you had that look in your eye.
And I've been eating nothing but beer and meat. So, yeah, it probably was me.
Fuck, that was funny. What else you got, Braz?
Mate, other than that, mate, just fucking been down the shed, fucking watching TV, drinking piss, fucking, there's not a lot to report on.
Yep.
Obviously, the last one we were all preparing for this cyclone, and now it's fucking been and gone and fucked off. Yes, there'll be a lot of people out there with damage, and we felt sorry for them, but it was it was a fizzer.
Which
was fucking great.
Actually, shout out to a bro up in the sunny coast. You know who you are. He sent me a photo this morning. He's in a world of pain, actually. Nambour copped fucking pizzling overnight up in places up the sunny coast and everywhere. It's, I think Lockyer Valley's also got a bit of stress going on out there at the moment.
Yep.
But, he sent me a photo this morning. I was like, fuck, I was heartbroken. You know, the water's come up into his building. And I think it's about knee deep, but it doesn't matter if it's ankle deep or knee deep. It's still...
It fucks everything.
Fucks everything. Like, so
fucking water.
Yeah, a bit of a shame there. So shout out to you, thinking of you, and I might even try and get up there on the weekend, but this week's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to be up at Toowoomba this weekend. I reckon that nearly could have went ahead.
But nah.
Imagine the call.
Nah, yeah.
Imagine the call, though, like to say, we're going to go ahead with it. Like, it's too hard. I think they done the right thing and fucking...
Well, dude, there's a
cyclone. People want to be home with their fucking family.
I think when we got to Saturday afternoon, we were all sort of like, well, this is fucked. Mm. We've just spent 2-3 days where we could have been doing stuff. But, like I just read all those things out, Alfred just fucked around.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the whale?
No.
Baby whale?
Talk to him about it.
So there's a baby whale, a dead baby whale that's washed up on the beach. But down at Pottsville. And I got told about this afternoon. I haven't seen any of it. So I'm just going off reports here. And this is actually from Cordy's next door neighbor's wife.
Yep.
So shout out to you. It must have been a while ago, months, I don't know, maybe even up to a year ago somewhere, there was a dead baby whale. So they didn't know what to do with it. Some people are saying tow it out the ocean and let the bloody grey nurses and sharkies have a fucking feed. And then obviously the greenies or whatever fucking went, no, you got to bury it. So they end up burying this fucking whale in the sand dunes. Well, the sand dunes fucking washed away, didn't they?
Sand dunes gone.
So old dead whale fucking went for another swim. He got a fucking another run around fucking.
Got back into his work.
In the gutter.
Yeah, well, why the greenies want to bury it?
Fuck, they're fine.
That's nature. It probably would have washed around out there. Fucking.
Got oh, listen, stuff. Why don't you just tow the fucker out? I don't know, 50K?
Put a big hook in it.
Tie a brick to it. Fucking slip it over.
Go fishing with it. Use it as bait.
So anyway, this poor fucking baby whale got laid to rest in the sand dune for the rest of his life. And then it's like, nah, you're coming for another swim, boys.
Have you seen the video? It's an old video where a whale washed up on a beach. I don't know. Something comes to memory from being Sydney.
Yeah.
And they went, it was a big whale.
Yeah.
So they fucking... Yeah, tried dozers and shit like that. It wasn't going to work. And they went, let's blow it up.
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
I actually watched, I think they did a movie on it. It was back in like the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they put a fuck ton of...
More than what they should have, which is every fucking man that's got in charge of explosives or anything like that.
There ain't no fucking...
You're not going, it's not going to be enough. Like, we'll just...
It's like putting petrol on a fire.
Another 2 ton in there will make this work just fucking mint. Hold my beer and watch this.
I reckon someone would have said, well, hey, there's no instruction book on how much do you need to blow up a fucking whale.
Not back in the 60s and 70s, it was fucking open slather.
Fucking hell, it's like,
old Graham at the fucking back just went to the shed and all his fucking crates more, just chucked him in as well.
Barry's walked in with a fucking wheelbarrow and Barry's gone, I think this is enough. And then Scotto goes, nah, that's not enough. This is a big fucking whale.
Big whale.
Next minute, fucking six more wheelbarrows come down.
Next minute.
Boom. There's, I'm sure I've it watched
cars and shit and everything. Like fucking
Fuck, man. It got emailed. This whale, when it exploded, it got emailed to fucking...
It got fucking
suburbs. Saved. It went fucking suburbs. But I remember watching a doco. It wasn't a doco. I'm sure it was a movie about the whale.
I've never seen the movie. So.
There's a whale. There's a movie. And it's set back in like the 60s and 70s with like, you know, the old cars and the porn mows and the short shorts and
the shorty shorts.
Oh, dude. And I'm sure it was even like, you know, old Ma and Pa would go around and play cards and do a bit of swinging on the side too. Like, I'm sure I'll have to put a thing up in the lads, Facebook page.
See if you can find it.
It's called something and I've watched it and it's a movie on the fucking whale anyway and they blow it up. But when they blow it up, you can see, like, even the movie production try and reenacting that.
I think if it was a title and I was in charge of the title, it would be called "How Much Do You Need?"
Mm.
That's it.
How big of a bang do you want?
How much do you need?
Fucking poor whale, it's just blubber and oil. Anyway, so that's good, mate. Yeah, so. Fuck, we've gotten into it. I completely missed over giving everyone a shout out. That's getting on the lads freight train that we've got running here with socials. So shout out to all of our socials. We've got the Facebook, the TikTok, the bloody Instagram.
Yep.
Everything's going good. If you're listening to us and you want to join in some of the fun, we do have two Facebook pages. One's a page and one's a group.
Mm.
So sign up for both of them. Yep. Get on the page.
Get amongst it.
And then get into the group. You've just got to answer a couple of questions to get in the group, but get into it. And it's starting to do some little stuff in there.
Nice.
Podcast Royale 2.
It's fucking getting close, isn't it? I'm almost fit enough for it too now.
Mate, you're piss fit.
Piss fit for it.
Fuck, you're piss fit. You know what? I'm getting my fitness on. Actually, I actually went to gym on Friday night.
Yeah, I seen you. Mad invite for the fucking at the V.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, me and Hemsy went to the gym and got smashed ourselves because it was like, well, Alfred's just fucking still doing his thing. So we went, anyway, yeah. I'm feeling fit. Mm. Like I'm getting fitter. But what I'm not getting fit in is my piss fit.
Mm.
I reckon
run fucking rings around you.
I've lost it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a cheap.
What I'm going to do?
I'm going to be a cheap night out.
I'm going to I'll get a program for you, and I'll set you up. And we've got like a month and a half out, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Month and a half. Yeah. So I'll do. We'll work your way up to it, and yeah, I'll get you fit, bros.
Oh yeah.
I'll
so get you back. Should I do it in stages of shots, and then you move up to pots, and then you move up to schooners?
Mm. I'll spreadsheet it tonight and I'll fucking send it over to you. I'll see you fucking
Do you even know how to open a spreadsheet? Not only like construct one?
Yes, actually I have done some spreadsheets in my time. So yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I would actually need to watch a few more YouTube videos. So. Actually, I'll write it down with crayon.
I'll just fucking hell.
I'll just do crayon.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Hey, big news in the racing front.
Oh, Yabby. Oh, sorry.
No, let's talk about that one.
Yeah, I cleaned up on that
your
one.
Your racing front's like the doggies and the horsies. You! Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fucking had a little win on that. So
you
thanks,
did.
Thanks for the boys for fucking putting that
fucking
one up.
Fucking totally forgot. I got to get more onto that because I was like, oh, he's on race.
Yeah. But see, I should have shared the bets.
When
right
I
away,
listened to that on Wednesday last week, they didn't, where it wasn't chosen yet where he was going to race, either Saturday or Sunday. And then I fucking forgot because Alfred fucked me over.
But you had a win.
Mm.
You got a win. It's just about Gordon now, though. All them fucking slow dogs.
Oh, fuck, I put a few fucking on the doggies there yesterday.
Yeah, on the UFC, I've fucking done a few fucking multi-legs, and as soon as the multi-leg loader go to fucking three or four and then fucking drop out, and then I just do another multi and another one.
Fuck off. Righto, so the racing I was talking about is the Fink Desert Race. Mm-hmm. 2025 Fink Desert Race, we are in. So Justin, he has signed up. We've got the new car that he's building. He's got a lot of work to do. A lot of work.
He'll get it done, though.
Oh, fucking no. He's a legend. He
will get it done.
So Fink Desert Race is in May.
Yep.
May? First weekend of May? Sorry, June. June. Sorry, June. I'm thinking of something else. June. King's birthday long weekend in Northern Territory. And yeah, we are signed up. We are fucking in the race.
You must be excited. We'll have to get JR back on there too. But like this new car is a completely different fucking gearbox, isn't it?
Yeah, completely different car.
There's no more fucking rubber bands.
Yeah, which is
they're
going
to break. That must have been so fucking frustrating. That just to be able
But everyone had it. That's the thing. Like when everyone's got the belt in the car, and you're racing all the other cars that have got belts, so it's not a. It's just, you know, maintaining and monitoring and serving that belt. Now that the new car's out, we've seen the durability of it late last year with the races that we were doing. It's like, fuck, if we want to be competitive this year, we need to get rid of this belt, which the only way you can get rid of that belt is get the new car, which is, you know, just come out. So, and that's what JR's done.
We'll be monitoring that one very closely.
Well, I think we're going to have to organise for him to come on so he can give us an update before we go away to the race on how he's going with the prep.
And he's still got the Starlink Mini now too on top of the car?
Yeah.
So that'll be good too. We'll be able to put a link pretty up much, there and just watch.
Anyone that's following us on the Lads Podcast will be able to pretty much see from inside the car and outside the car. We've always got like five cameras on there. But I think there'll be two or three cameras linked up to Starlink that realistically you'll be in the race with us. You'll be able to sit there and watch us go hammer and tongs. Yep. It's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah. So that's going to be good. So, I'll give JR a bit of a heads up with that and we'll get him on. So that's the go. What else have I got? I've got something else here for you too, Braz. Oh, have you got a joke at all?
Mate, I've got a joke. I've got a motivation. But you know what else I need? I need a beer.
Oh, righto. Yeah.
I'm prime now.
Righto. Come on. Oh, look at that go, eh? Aren't we just on it fucking today?
Professional.
So good.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
Apps. And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Shout out to you, Tommy. Fuck, he's been on it too, hasn't he?
He has, mate.
That Harley he's got is fucking one damn sexy looking. It's
fucking looks good, eh?
Oh, yep.
Very good.
Seen a few photos lately of him getting around on it. Mm-hmm. Good on you. Mm-hmm. Righto, so get back in the fridge. Mm-hmm.
Right out. Let's go another one of these DVs.
How about a double crack there, Buzz?
Yeah, right out. Ready? Two, three, one. Oh.
Yeah, fucking nice. Get that in your gullet. Mm. You know what I've got for you?
What do you got for me?
This. Word of the week, word of the week, PBS Kids word of the week. I'm going to try and get this right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Word of the week, Blumpkin.
Blumpkin.
Blumpkin. Blumpkin. So it sounds like pumpkin, but it's
blunt.
It's B-L-U-M. So Blum, P-K-I-N. So Blumpkin.
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 What is it?
Have you got any idea? Blumpkin.
I'm thinking a shape of a girl's bottom.
Oh, it's like fuck.
A Blumpkin.
You are so close.
Am I?
You're so close.
It's a man's bottom, isn't it?
No, bottom's got something to do with it. You are so fucking close. All right, so word of the week, Blumpkin. Now, I'm just going to fucking say it because, hey, I'm not making this up. This is in the Urban Dictionary. Yep. You can look it up, Blumpkin. So what it means is getting a blowjob while sitting on the toilet taking a shit.
Oh, that's putrid. That is dead set putrid.
Yeah, that's all.
Who does that?
I don't know. But I'm not going to say who sent this word of the week into me. Blumpkin.
I've got an idea.
Blumpkin.
That's not right.
Yeah,
I'm off it.
You're off, it?
I'm off a Blumpkin.
Yeah, I definitely would not be entertaining a Blumpkin. But no. Hey, there's fucking
mate. There's people have needs.
People out there that have got some serious. People have the needs word wouldn't exist if there wasn't critters out there that are doing Blumpkins.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones. So I'm not even going to say they're that disgusting. So, putrid.
Who comes up with this shit?
I don't know.
Blumpkin, get around it. Get on it.
And if you got a fucking word of the week, fucking send it in and we'll get stiffy to fucking say.
How do they send it in, bros?
Theladspotty@gmail.com. Do a voice recording, send it into that email address and, yeah, done.
Oh, geez, that's easy. Fucking funny.
The old Blumpkin.
Yep. I got a joke. Have you got a joke?
I do have a joke.
All right, hang on a sec.
You go first.
Oh, I got two. So I got two dad jokes. All right. So since I've just destroyed it with the Blumpkin, it's a bit dirty. I'm going to just keep it clean.
Right out.
What do sea monsters eat?
Don't know.
Fish and chips. Fish and chips.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You got it?
Yeah. Right out. Mine's a bit longer than that one. So an Irishman walks into the bar. He orders two shots, drinks them both, and then leaves. The next day, the Irishman returns, orders another two shots.
Yep.
Drinks them, then leaves. He continues to do this for some time. When one day the bartender questions him and says, "How come you always walk in here and order exactly two shots and then leave?" And he said, "Well, you see, my brother and I used to get drunk every night, but he lives across the country now. So every night I order two drinks, one for him and one for myself." Right, yeah. So the Irishman fucking goes about and keeps him coming back in, and then he orders one drink.
Oh.
And he said, "Oh, fuck, is your brother okay?" And he said, no, it's all good. He said, "I'd just give up drinking."
Oh. But his brother still drinks.
He give up. Oh, I think I might be fuck. Irish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll just give up drinking. Fuck, that's gold. All right, I got another little shorty.
Right out.
What do you call a sad strawberry?
Dunno.
A blueberry.
Oh, fucking you and your dad just.
Yeah, there you go.
That is
just
brilliant.
A couple of little quickies there.
Yep.
Also, you know what?
What?
Oh, Pink Bits has been smashing the Facebook.
Yep.
I took a screenshot of this because I missed one. He did two. But anyway, I've got a So with this Cyclone Alfred and everyone doing stupid, crazy shopping, fuck the... should we get on that bandwagon? I don't want to get too
that
much
into
it.
That could be one of the fuck-offs, actually, so...
Fucking hell. It started last fucking Monday. Mm. Anyway, so Dylan... Pink Bits. put up on our local little whispery page on Facebook. I'll show you a photo. He's gotten very creative with a thing that he... calls the chili cheese dogs.
Chili cheese dogs.
Chili cheese dogs. Now I'll show you a photo of the chili cheese dog.
It's not the sort of chili cheese dog
no.
I fucking thought it was going to
so
be.
So you've got a loaf of bread and you've got four ice cubes and that's the chili part.
That's
chili, cold.
Yeah.
And then just.
That's just, perfect a dog, play on word,
a dog and a bit of cheese on top. So he's got, with all these panic buyers around, had a dig in the freezer and come up with these chili cheese dogs. The kids love them. I don't know.
That's a fucking classic.
There was something else he did too, the old Pink Bits. And God, he's a funny fucker.
He loves his cooking, doesn't he?
Oh, dude, doesn't he? What?
Fucking does a good job too. I reckon we need to schedule the shows a little bit more so he can actually cook stuff and then bring it over to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we get onto that.
Get straight in and around it.
Yep.
Oh, dude, that's good. So we do have also a couple of call-ins.
Mm.
Yes. So let's run through that because I don't have it. Yeah, no, let's go straight.
Yeah, I've got a motivation, so we'll do the call-ins and I'll do a moto.
Do a moto?
Moto.
Righto. I forgot which one's which, so I'm just going to play it.
G'day, lads. It's Ralph. How are yous?
Yeah, good, Ralph.
Good, Brackett.
That's good. Barney, still waiting for me fucking hat. Anyway, got two jokes for you today. Dracula, or a vampire, whatever, walks into a bar. Bartender goes, what'll it be, mate? The vampire goes, oh, just a cup of warm water, thanks, mate. Bartender's like, oh, I thought you guys only drank blood. Vampire pulls out a used tampon and goes, I'm going to have a bit of tea, mate.
Oh, Ralphie.
The second one is, I was at the bar and I was looking around the room and this cute little Asian girl caught me eye. Went over, started talking to her, and I asked what she did, and she goes, I'm a pirate. And I'm like, what? You're a pirate? You what? You rob ships? She goes, no, Siri, I fry brains.
Oh. Oh, well done.
I like it.
Oh, Ralphie.
Next time, wind your fucking window up too, and I'll send you a hat.
Wind your fucking window up. Was that his window?
I'm supposed to take those hats into a fucking bloke that we fucking mutual friend that we know. So
take one with you. Hats.
Well, I'll do it today.
So yeah, yeah.
I'll do it today. I'm fucking well, sorry, but wind your fucking window up.
Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah. I hope you can hear that back.
Actually,
there,
maybe, Ralphie. Maybe he was a pirate on a plane.
Yeah, and he was. What was he doing? Frying
aeroplane. Fucking.
Fucking how's the cup fucking, of tea? Yeah, from oh, that's a
fucking
sick.
That's a fucking beauty.
Oh, yeah. Fucking good. Oh, Jesus. Right. Okay. So I've got a special one here from a legend. Let's play this one.
Right out.
Legends.
Hey.
Lads podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking been doing some quality listening to your content, legends. Been fucking, it's good. Nah, it's fucking real good.
Thanks, bros.
Cheers, Seaman Ada here.
Seaman Ada. Seaman.
Me first fucking yarn for yous.
Right, yeah, bring it on.
Anyway, this goes back a while when I was, a couple of years ago when I got married. When I was younger, my granddad always taught us how to, you know, tie knots. It was big. It was big. We always had to carry a piece of rope with us. Oh. We never had fuck all to do. He'd look at us and go, where's your rope? Practice your knots. Whether he was trying to turn us into some fucking Ivan Milat cross fucking creature, fucking rhino. Anyway, can tie a knot. So, back to the wedding. We get married. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, I go up to him afterwards and I said to him, I said, so what do you reckon? Now, he's one of them old school says little, but when he says it, it's fucking deep. And he goes, well, it's a fucking good thing I taught you how to tie knots, young fella, because you're going to have fun untying this cunt. This is the same man, however, at his 50th wedding anniversary. We go to this big shindig. He stands up in front of everyone. And my grandma goes to him, now, honey, you never tell me you love me. You know, you never say it. And he goes, he gets the microphone and he goes, woman, I told you once, better than changes, I'll fucking let you know, right? That's the sort of creature you're dealing with there. Just an old school, soul to the earth, fucking human. Anyway,
oh fuck,
keep it up, legends. Love what yous are doing. Cheers. Oh.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that. That was a fucking good yarn. I told you fucking once. Yeah, fuck off.
If it changes, I'll let you know. That was a semen eater.
Fucking, I've listened to him. He's been on the fucking lads. He's been on fucking proper true yarn too, I think.
Yeah. So you'll get a hat too, bros.
Yeah, 100% you will.
So you just need to send me some credentials,
yeah,
I guess.
Send the details over. And yeah, Ralph, I'll also get yours out there too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you know, with, that light's going off.
Fucking camera's going off.
Oh, we've got no other battery, so it's done.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the knot thing, like with tying knots, how true is that, though? Like, that was something that's gone, like, as in...
The art is gone, yeah.
It's gone. It, you know, ratchet straps, fucking, you name it, all the mod cons of strapping a load down. Strapping a load down. Fuck me. You know, especially when you strap your load down or tie your load down and you give it a couple of taps, you go, she ain't going nowhere.
That's not going anywhere. Yep. Can you do a truckie's knot?
Fucking oath, I can.
Yep. You know what I love doing? Teaching someone the truckie's knot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do it so fucking quick that they're never going to fucking see it.
I always do a double. I always do a double.
Yeah, I'm not a big doubly.
I'm a double.
Yeah, I'll just do it once and do
double
it properly.
Double truckies. Yep.
Do it once, do it properly.
Right.
Yeah.
Not, oh, I like
yeah,
the.
I don't need the double.
I like the double, but especially with a Parramatta rope, it just seems to slip.
I just think you're not doing it right, sir.
Oh,
I'll show you later.
Well, there's probably that as well.
If I can get some Parramatta rope, we'll
but you know, years ago, back in the day, in the 70s, 80s, all the, like the scouts and all those sorts of groups used to do the knots.
Yeah.
And you know, all fishing knots and fucking tying knots and joining knots and fucking, you name it, like, dude. my knot, my saying is, if you can't tie knots, tie lots.
Tie lots, yeah, that's a fucking lots knot.
That's the lots knot. Oh, and all that loose leftover string or rope or cord, every cunt just goes to town on it, eh?
Yeah.
It's like it's doing nothing except for holding up that bit. But why not just roll it up and tuck it away?
Tie it away. So I've actually got Parramatta rope all fucking cut the lengths from a rubbish trailer. So
yeah.
Fucking, it's but every one of them. So there's, as soon as you do trucky knot,
yeah,
there's fuck all left over.
Fuck all. And do you burn the end so you get that big solid
100% you do.
Little solid fucking ball of wax.
Yeah. And I don't even spit on my fingers and I roll it around in my fingers.
You feel the burn?
I fucking feel the burn.
Oh, you fuck, you love the burn of Parramatta rope in your fingers. Yeah, I know the feeling, right? Yeah. When you cut that rope down to a certain length, you've got to fucking burn it. You've got to fray the ends.
It's got to be done.
I always leave mine like a point. I don't ball it up. You know when you melt it, I tend to...
I'm fucking disappointed that camera's just going out because Tiffy's just give this Parramatta rope the best fucking wrist like I reckon I've ever seen.
A little bit of a tweak on the end so it goes to like a point. So there's no like...
Why? What are you trying to get it through?
Good. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just what you do.
I'm thinking of something else that...
Like if you're trying to fucking thread the needle through something like that, would be, yeah, but I've never...
Yep. No, I just burn it and probably should just leave it as a bit of a ball. Anyway, I just make it look pretty.
You've done it again. You're giving fucking wristies out.
Are
fucking,
you?
No, you are.
Oh.
Looked all right too.
So Parramatta rope.
Yeah.
Have you got lots of it?
Yeah.
Like that big roll.
There's always... Oh.
Fucking the big... Oh. You talking about what happened in the pub yesterday? I heard a yarn yesterday, actually, in the pub.
Well, fucking tell me because I can't fucking remember.
About some fucking power poles.
Yes, that was me.
That cost you a few cartons.
That cost me a few beers. So fucking not going to say anything.
No, no.
That's
and we've got to get Wayne on. Wayno.
Wayno, yeah. He's a good
guy. That yarn maybe. I heard yesterday, too. You told me about the red jock yarn.
Oh.
You told me that. So anyway, fucking leave that alone, too. Shout out to you, Wayno.
Catching your neighbour fucking...
Oi, are you going to... Right? Have you already said it on the potty ball?
I think I might have, yeah.
All right.
I think I have, but I'll fucking repeat it anyway, so... Fucking... When he first moved in, like, we fucking got on famously and fucking had beers on the fucking fence every afternoon and he's not over the fence. And I go, oh, fucking I'll just walk up the house. So, 5-acre lot, so...
Yeah.
Fucking walking up the house, fucking rattle the door, no one at the door. And, oh, fucking must be in the shed. His car's there. I'll fucking... Just walk around. So I walked around to the shed door and the shed door's open.
Yep.
And I walk in. Wayno is fucking got his back to me. And he had also remember is fucking sorry, it's still funny to the day. Red jocks. He had red fucking Bonds undies down around his fucking ankles and he's fucking giving himself a real good scene too. A proper good fucking scene too. He's serving himself. I said, oh, fucking. And he said, no, I'll be out in a minute. I couldn't fucking sell. I said, I gotta go. That's fucking, I'm going home. So
he said to me
home.
That he owned it. Like he fucking
proper owned it. And that's why I'm not fucking, I'll tell that story as many times.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's all in.
He just, but I went home and the missus is on the computer. And I've walked in there with a bottle of Tabasco salt. She's on to one
of the
other.
What?
Tabasco? Tabasco.
Tabasco.
And she's on the phone to one of the other neighbours, one of the other Sheila neighbours. I said, oh, fuck it. You put this in my eyes. Put this in my eyes.
try and burn off what you've seen.
So fucking that was...
Oh, that's fucking gold.
Mate, it was brilliant. It was, the red Bonds undies. Wonder if he still got them.
Oh, well, we only throw undies out when they're fucking like... There's no cloth left. The proper fuck.
But he wanted me to hang around and wait outside until he was fucking done. No, I fucking can't do that. I'm fucking going to go.
Yeah. Anyway, he still wanted to have a beer with you.
Shout out to you, Wayne.
Can't blame the man. Just can't blame him. You sent me...
Yeah, I sent you a moto.
You sent me a bit of moto.
Moto.
You want to get into some motivation?
Yeah, let's do some motivation.
Get into the back of that, eh? We'll see if this one plays. Where is it? Let's try this.
Who believe in what you...
That was mine.
Find people who believe in what you believe. Find people who are going where you're going so that you don't have to take detours in your life to satisfy other interests. Be well focused and find friends and company that can assist you to drive towards your goals and your agendas in life. No one is coming to help you in life. No one is behind people.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
No one's coming.
No, but put people...
You're also like that. One of the things that sort of, you surround people that are like-minded and 100%. That will fucking lift you up, not fucking try to put you down.
Oh, definitely right. Yeah.
There's a saying that fucking, it's always stuck in me. It's, you hang around dog shit, you're going to smell like dog shit.
Oh, that is a fucking awesome saying.
Isn't it? It's fucking, and no one's coming to fucking, said it before.
Yeah, 100%.
No one's coming to save you.
You got to do it yourself. But you want to put yourself around the people that make you feel good too. Yep. Not the people that either undermine you or, I don't know, don't give you the time of the day.
Yep.
So, exactly right. Just that's a real good inspiration for anyone out there that's going through any type of whatever it is.
You got to hang around the right people.
If you're not in the right circle of friendships, man, take a good look at yourself. Mm. Take that mirror to bed and wake up to yourself.
Yeah. I like that one too.
Yeah, that's like seriously, just fucking take that mirror to bed.
Yeah,
and you know, because if you exactly like you just said. If you hang around dog shit, you're going to smell like shit.
Smell
so,
like it, so,
yeah, that's a good one to just maybe even just reassess, you know, who. What's that saying as well? Do you have the 3 o'clock person? The 3 a.m. bloke?
3 a.m. person.
Do you have the 3 a.m. person?
That I would
at
bring.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, that if you called this person at 3 o'clock in the morning, they would answer within the second ring with no hesitation.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have the 3 o'clock person, then go to bed and have a look at yourself.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah.
You need mates. You need friends.
A couple people that I reckon would answer at 3.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I probably not because I've got my phone on sleep, so I'm not answering fucking no one. I should take that off, actually. And there's another setting there. I'll change that because if someone does want to fucking call you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm awake at like 4, so.
Yeah, just hold it. You're a 4 o'clock person.
Yeah, so can you just wait till 4? And I'll put the shovels and the fucking everything in the back. And
what are we doing? Where are we going?
Yeah. No questions asked.
Yeah. Righto, where are you meet? Where, am I? You picking me up or I'm picking you up? Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Going fishing.
What did you bring your shovel for, you weirdo?
Yeah. Oh, get the beach worms.
I thought we were fucking
I thought we were sorting someone out. Yeah, no, that's good. That just realigns everything. I think that's just something that's really good to just remember that too. Anyway, that's good. Fucking good work there, Braz. Yep. I didn't do a song of the week this week because I've got to work out. Well, I don't even work it out.
Yeah, the copyrights and shit. Well, so
anyway, it's fucking is what it is.
Maybe what happens if like you get the song and actually you sing it?
Well, fuck yeah.
So we'll do that.
Yep. But I think anyway, we won't get into that. But what have you got coming up, mate?
This week, mate, it's obviously just back to work after the 5 days. I've actually got nothing fucking planned. Nothing's coming up.
That's good, isn't it? Is that a good thing?
I think so. I'm really disappointed about the meat stock because that was going to be a fucking big event for us.
Oh, exactly like, so, right.
I want to try to plan something for the next one. I really don't have...
You sent me something about a comedy night in Beenleigh, was that?
Yeah, right? There's another one that's coming up. So that's in the end March? Of May. Is it all March?
I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
we'll have to.
Have a look at that one. So we'll have a look at a few events and work out which ones we want to go to. And
yeah. Well, this mate, I'm just getting back. This Alfred thing is now kind of behind us.
Yep.
So it's back into the swing of things, I guess.
Behind
tomorrow,
us, around us.
Yeah, old Alfie. Dude, you know, I fucking seen on one of the mornings. It was. Either yesterday morning, Sydney. Now, listen, if someone hears this and passes this on to these people, I'm not trying to take the piss too hard, but for fuck's sake, a couple in Sydney had a baby and they called it Alfie, which is fantastic. But they're in Sydney. They didn't experience anything.
It wasn't even Queensland. No, that's not allowed.
Like, I get it if it was a Coolangatta hospital, a Brisbane hospital. Mm. They did say that Alfie was on their shortlist. So they just went and did it. But they're in Sydney.
Yeah.
The cyclone.
No. Fuck off. It's our cyclone. Go get your own fucking
and it made
cyclone.
The fucking mainstream news. That's how much these cunts, these news reporters were searching for stories.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
What did you name your baby?
Yeah. So I'm not taking the piss out of you, the couple and the babies.
Yeah, we are.
I'm taking the piss out of the news reporters, finding a story in fucking Sydney where the news is fucking in the Gold Coast. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, it's our cyclone.
He was a cute baby.
Was it?
I thought I'd throw that in.
I think all babies are cute. Can you fucking walk up and just go,
oh,
that cunt's ugly as fuck.
You just sometimes.
Can you imagine doing it?
Oh.
Because some babies are ugly.
They're all fucking ugly. Until
not
they,
all of
they
them.
All are. Well,
my
babies no,
are.
There's some.
My
there's
babies the, are
no,
cute.
No, but there are some fucking.
Yeah, imagine being that person just walking up. I reckon I could see fucking Wreck-It Ralph do that. Just went, oh, it's fucking ugly as fuck that thing, isn't it? Can you imagine doing it that like, you just,
oh, fuck. Yeah, no, all babies are cute. Yep.
No, they're not. No. Fucking some of them are ugly. And we need to bring it back. You actually need to go, yeah, look, that's going to need
yeah,
some
look,
work.
Yeah, look, can you.
That's going to need some work, that kid.
Can you exchange it?
Yeah. Put it back in, cook it for a bit more.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that's property. Mm-hmm. Righto, geez, have you just sculled that other can, you fuck?
Yep. Like I said, I'm fit. I actually starting to get concerned now because I've got to go to work tomorrow and I'm starting to feel those ones, actually.
As in, you're starting
as
to...
As in, yeah, like fucking roads are flooded. I just checked it before.
You want to get back on it?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, so for me, mate, this week is just work, work, work. This weekend, I got nothing planned because, of course, we didn't go to meat stock.
Yep.
But, yeah, I got a mate up there in the Sunny Coast going through a bit, so I might actually try and get up and see him.
Yep.
Otherwise, I think that's my fucking... I think that's... The next couple of weeks is pretty quiet.
Yep.
So, anyway... I'm fucking done, bruv.
Yeah, me too, mate.
So, you're done? It's been great catching up with you again. The Lads Podcast is where we're at. Lifestyle adventure and daily stories. Anyone out there that's got some daily stories, some jokes, some fuck-offs, some...
Anything.
Rants, cone of silence shit.
We got that fucking fixed up too, thanks to Cordy's next door neighbour. So, yeah, fucking call him for another one and we'll give it another test.
Hungy. Just remember, if you want to get involved with the show, you'll... Yeah, just email us to theladspoddy@gmail.com
yep.
And you'll find us all over socials. Oh, and
the TikTok and Instagram.
The Spotify thing. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Jump on the board with the fucking Lads Podcast.
Yeah. Give us a 5-star rating too.
Right, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Right out. See yous, bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next.